380 seconds. Every 3 minutes, there is a complete air exchange inside the cabin, 1 minute inside the cockpit. Every aircraft is equipped with a HEPA filter, which filters down to the level of the virus or better.
All right, Keith, that worked.
That was phenomenal.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 when my wife and I purchased custom blinds for our first home, and we were shocked by the high prices. So I started researching the custom window covering industry, and a little more than a year later, I started Blindster to sell custom-made window coverings directly to consumers. By selling direct, our blinds are priced far less than professionals. In fact, our custom blinds are often less expensive than the blinds in stock sizes sold off the shelf at big box retailers. All of our blinds are easy to install, and we recently introduced no-tools blinds and shades that require no tools to install. What could be easier? We also have a fitter-free guarantee, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and a limited lifetime warranty on most products.
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com. Blinds.com. Blindster.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NV4265, NMLS64367.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kept Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Britain's top envoy is heading to Moscow to try to defuse tensions over the Ukraine crisis.
Britain's Foreign Minister Liz Truss says that a Russian invasion of Ukraine would bring massive consequences for all involved. Ahead of her trip to Moscow, Truss said she encouraged Russia to choose the path of diplomacy. The Foreign Minister's visit will be the first to Moscow by the UK's top envoy in more than 4 years. Russia has massed over 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border and has launched military manoeuvres in the region. However, it says it has no plans to invade its neighbour. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at townhall.com, the White House says it's beginning to prepare for the next less restrictive phase of the pandemic response. That's amid growing impatience for the federal government to ease up. Even Democratic states are moving to roll back mask mandates in a push toward post-COVID-19 normalcy. In consumer news, almost 27,000 Tesla vehicles in the U.S. They're the subject of a recall.
The problem is with the cabin heating system. It doesn't defrost the windshield quickly enough, cutting visibility and increasing the risk of a crash. The latest in a series of recent recalls, this one covers certain 2021 and 22 models 3, S, and X, and some 2020 through 2022 Model Y vehicles.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says Tesla plans an online software update to fix the problem. Crews continuing to battle a massive fire. It ripped through an empty hotel and apartment complex in northwest Oklahoma City that was under construction and nearing completion. More than 80 firefighters on the scene. There were no reports of any injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 282 points and the NASDAQ up 240. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KFTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A house fire in southwest Las Vegas turned into a huge marijuana bust. Metro police officials say when officers responded to a fire Sunday at the home near Buffalo and Peace Way, they found a dangerous marijuana growing operation, which included more than 800 plants. No word on whether any arrests were made. The Southern Nevada housing market continues to set records, beginning the new year with another all-time high. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for previously owned single-family homes topped $435,000 in January. That's up more than 26% from the same time just a year ago. Prices in January were $10,000 better than December and $90,000 more than January of 2021. Last month's median sales price is more than threefold the increase from January of 2012, if you could imagine that. That was when the Las Vegas prices for housing, they bottomed out at $118,000, if you can recall that as well. Right now, needless to say, it's a seller's market.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Moderate flows on the 15 right now south at Russell, north at Sahara. No major delays or restrictions on the 215 or US 95 right now, but only two lanes available through that construction zone on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
Thank you. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local. It's good to have you with us for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means that later on we'll be talking with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We have a star-studded cast, but first the big news that everybody's been talking about. Reports out there say that Steve Sisolak will meet with the media tomorrow, 10 a.m., and according to the Nevada Independent, will lift the Nevada mask mandate amid a decreased COVID spread. It's something that everybody, but I think nine states has done. We are going to be one of the last ones to give in, if indeed that's what he does. We'll talk about that as we move along. One thing that's going on right now in our nation's capital is the Biden administration is vetting candidates to be the next Supreme Court nominee. Let's check in with John Malcolm, the director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. He joins us. First of all, John, great to have you with us. Were you surprised at the timing of the Breyer retirement?
Yes, I was. I wasn't surprised that he was going to retire at the end of this term, but I thought he wouldn't make his announcement until the end of this term. It's still a little bit unclear as to whether he intended to make the announcement when he did or whether he wanted to wait until the end of the term. But once the information leaked out of the White House that he had told the president of his intention to retire, that sort of forced Breyer's hands. If he was going to wait, he couldn't anymore.
I'm curious, who is it that leaked this? Do you think it was the White House or somebody on Capitol Hill or was it Breyer's people?
Oh, it certainly was not Breyer's people, that's for sure. It could be someone from Capitol Hill, but I'll bet you it was somebody inside the White House who did it.
Wow, to speed the process up and to give him plenty of time to vet. We are told that the president will release a name by the end of the month. Do you get a sense of how this timetable is going to work? As you've got the announcement of the pick, you've got office visits with members of the Senate, essentially politicking. What is your sense of when this can all start, when we can have hearings and start voting?
Well, a lot of that depends. So I think the idea is to try to get the nominee confirmed before the Supreme Court finishes its business, which is typically at the very end of June or the very, very beginning of July. That is certainly possible. So if you have a nominee at the end of February, you could begin hearings sometime probably in April or early May. That would give you plenty of time to have a hearing and vote to confirm. There are some unknowns. So, for instance, New Mexico Senator Lujan is still in a hospital. He suffered from a stroke. So at the moment, at least, until he recovers and returns to the Senate, and I certainly hope he does, the Republicans actually have 50 senators to only 49 Democrats. So they're certainly not going to do anything until he returns. But I think that if there's a nominee in February, there'll probably be hearings in April.
Let me just ask you, just to make sure everybody understands, with the 50-50 split and, of course, the vice president breaking ties, can Kamala Harris break a tie in this particular vote?
Yes, she can. I mean, there's been speculation. What if she were the nominee could she break a tie, you know, to vote for her, to confirm herself? That I haven't given much thought to, but I consider it highly unlikely that Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee. But if she is, we'll see if any Republicans announce support for her. And if none do, then I'll be doing a scrambling around to try to research that very question.
I'm curious, what goes on in these office visits? Are they just photo ops, or do they actually talk about stuff? And do senators actually, you know, ask what a given candidate is, you know, the view of abortion, the view of taxation, all these different subjects? What goes on in these visits?
Well, I haven't sat through any of them, but I've talked to a lot of people who have. They're pro forma courtesy calls, get to know the nominee. It's an opportunity for the senator of whatever party to tell the nominee the kinds of concerns you're going to have. If it's a senator who's on the Senate Judiciary Committee, perhaps a heads up about the kinds of questions that the nominee is going to be asked. And then there is a photo op and a press statement about how wonderful it was to meet the nominee. And if you're a Republican, you say, I fully expect to endorse. I mean, if you're a Democrat, you say, I fully expect to endorse this nominee. And if you're a Republican, you say something like, you're prepared to keep an open mind.
Again, John Malcolm joining us, the director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. I want to ask you about the subject everybody's talking about, and that is the president said he is in search of a black female. White dudes,
right.
White women need not apply. First of all, you're a constitutional scholar. Is that constitutional?
Yeah, he can pick whoever he wants to. Ronald Reagan said that he wanted to put a woman on the Supreme Court. Donald Trump said when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died that he was going to put a woman on the Supreme Court. I personally think it's unseemly. I'm not a fan at all of identity politics. There's nothing about being female or nothing about being black that, you know, is a particular qualification for being a judge. It's not a demerit either. You know, I think that individuals should be judged on all the individual characters, background, temperament, judicial philosophy that they would bring to the job. But that having been said, you know, he made that pledge for political reasons. It was very vital, by the way, to his election. He made that pledge when he was down in the polls just before the South Carolina primary. It won him the endorsement of Jim Clyburn. He went on to win the South Carolina primary, went on to get the nomination, and went on to win the presidency. He was not about to back away from that pledge, and I'm sure that he will come up with somebody who will fit the bill for the kind of justice that he is looking for. Wouldn't be the kind of justice I would be looking for if I were president, but I'm quite sure that President Biden will find someone to his liking.
I know that you mentioned South Carolina, and there is a candidate, at least that has been mentioned, Judge Wright, who has been mentioned. And I'm curious, is she on the short list, do you suspect? And would this be payback to Jim Clyburn?
Yeah, it's not Judge Wright. It's Judge Michelle Child, and she is a district court judge in South Carolina, clearly a Jim Clyburn favorite. She got a bit of a boost in that Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott have both said very favorable things about her. She's actually already been nominated to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the second most powerful court in the nation. The only one more powerful is the Supreme Court itself. That nomination is now kind of on hold while she is being vetted. You know, she would win, I think, bipartisan support, probably the most palatable nominee the president could make to the Republicans. And it's interesting, she is being attacked from the left, one, because when, as a trial judge, she was a state trial judge and a district court judge, she was a tough sentencer on criminal defendants, something some liberals don't like. And from the liberals' perspective, horror of horrors, she worked at a big law firm and represented management in some labor disputes. So the attacks on her so far are not coming from the right. They're coming from the left.
I know President Biden has his short list, I'm sure, at this point. Who is on John Malcolm's short list?
Well, I don't take suggestions from the Democrats when compiling my own recommended short list to Republican presidents, and they certainly aren't going to take one from me. You know, I want to examine the merits of all of these people. I haven't read enough of Judge Child's opinion. So, I mean, the three people who are being most prominently mentioned who probably have the easiest time are Judge Child, Justice Leondra Kruger on the California Supreme Court, former John Paul Stevens clerk, worked in the Solicitor General, argued 12 cases before the Supreme Court. And the likely favorite is Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was a district court judge. She's now on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. They will have the easiest time. You know, if the president goes hard left, and there are some people on that list who are hard left, then, you know, the Republicans are going to have plenty to say to attack the nominee.
Well, what is your sense from what you've seen from Mitch McConnell and others, Lindsey Graham? Do you get a sense that there is a, is there going to be a stone wall against any nominee? Is this going to be like Brett Kavanaugh and the Republican nominees have faced?
Well, I wouldn't have said that there was going to be that against Brett Kavanaugh until, you know, Christine Blasey Ford came forward and claimed that she'd been, you know, that Kavanaugh had attempted to rape her. So you never know what's going to come out of the woodworks. I'd be surprised if there are those sorts of issues with respect to anyone whom the president will nominate. As if he goes, again, with somebody who has made a lot of, you know, rather bombastic statements like a Sherrilyn Ifill, there'll be plenty to go after that nominee. If it's a Judge Childs or a Judge Jackson, a little harder. Judge Jackson was elevated to the D.C. Circuit last June and got the votes of Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Lindsey Graham. But I think they'll certainly question whoever the nominee is on judicial philosophy. They'll try to be respectful. They will try to point out the difference between the kinds of justices you get with a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president than you would get with a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican president. And, you know, they'll try to appeal beyond the chambers of the Senate Judiciary Committee to independents and undecideds for the upcoming midterms and for the 2024 election.
I want to ask you, as long as we've got you here, the cases that are still hanging fire that will be announced sometime before June, what is left out there this term, and what will be some of the subject matter that will come before the court in the next term in October?
Well, there are some very big cases that are going to be decided this term. The biggest one that people are talking about is the abortion case out of Mississippi. The Dobbs case is a big Second Amendment case that was argued out of New York Pistol and Rifle Association challenge to New York, some of New York's gun control laws. There are other big cases, but those are probably the two that have attracted the most attention this term. Next term, the Supreme Court's already agreed to hear cases out of in challenging Harvard's and University of North Carolina's admissions policies. They give racial preferences that end up dramatically enhancing the likelihood that African-American high school students will get into those schools, and dramatically disadvantages Asians who apply to those schools. It's possible the court will hear those cases this term, but probably they will be kicked over to the next term, and a new justice will be up there on the bench listening to them.
What will this all mean? I know that we had a 6-3 advantage, although we saw John Roberts in one of the most recent court cases.
Sure.
John Roberts ended up voting with the Democrats. What is your sense of what this will mean, regardless of whether it's a radical nominee or somebody that's more moderate?
Well, so that 6-3 split will remain. You know, you're going to get differences in individual decisions, but this is more akin to Neil Gorsuch replacing Antonin Scalia, conservative versus conservative, and very different from, say, Brett Kavanaugh, conservative replacing, you know, a libertarian justice like Anthony Kennedy, and radically different from replacing a liberal icon like Ruth Bader Ginsburg with Amy Coney Barrett. So this will not change the overall political makeup, if you will, of the court, but, you know, in individual cases, it can make a huge difference.
Anybody else that is maybe on the short list of folks that may be going off the court? We certainly don't want anybody to die, but is there anybody else that might want to tender their resignation and retire? Anybody getting up in years?
I don't see it. So the only one who's getting up in years, if you will, although I think he's certainly was a lot younger than Stephen Breyer, is Clarence Thomas. And in many ways, he's never had more influence on the court than he does now, and I do not see him retiring under a President Biden.
John, if folks want to find out more about what you're writing about, where can they go? How can they find it?
Sure. They can go to heritage.org, which is the main page, and they can type in my name, you know, John Malcolm, M-A-L-C-O-L-M, and they can get a whole list of my scholarship. And if anything appeal to them and they want to contact me about it, they can, you know, send an email to the switchboard and it'll be routed to me.
Hey, John, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And have a good rest of your week, my friend.
Sounds great. Good to be with you.
John Malcolm, director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies with the Heritage Foundation. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid. And I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it. I was talking with the guys in the club, Mark and Andy, or Andy and Mark, depending.